Given the ever-increasing delays in adjudication of adjustment applications, do you anticipate having more clients who want to do consular IV applications? What factors will you consider when you are discussing this option with clients?
Okay, first, the most important thing is, do they have an option? As I point out in my paper, it's great to talk about how wonderful adjustment of status is, but there are an extraordinarily large number of people who do not have that option at all. And so that's kind of where I start. But among my employment-based clients and also among a number of family-based cases that I've handled over the last 2 or 3 years, I've been pleasantly surprised that a number of people say, I want to do consular processing. I think that's going to become more true in family cases because of the 90-day new 90-day rule. Particularly for people that have to travel a lot, they're still working outside of the United States or they need to travel in and out. But I also consider where they would be going for consular processing. And the example I gave when Gene and I were talking about this earlier is if I have somebody who has a choice of going to Ciudad Juarez or Buenos Aires, which I did a few years ago, the gentleman was born in Buenos Aires, but he'd lived in Mexico most of his life. When I told him he could go to Buenos Aires, he first didn't want to do that because it's a long way from Mexico. But then when he started thinking about it, he said he'd go. The day he went for his immigrant visa interview, he was the only immigrant visa interview that day.